this show is not for the easily offended. So if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Welcome to either Movie Noise or Sci-Fi Noise, although probably both. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Movie Noise can be found at movienoise.com, and Sci-Fi Noise can be found at sci-fi-noise.com. I am just now leaving the theater from seeing Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Now, I don't think I've talked about the Planet of the Apes movies before, though I might have. I'm not 100% positive. Sorry. Well, I just want to say straight up, I really enjoyed the movie. Then again, I really enjoyed the the Rise of the Planet of the Apes, and I like the original series of Planet of the Apes, so to me it didn't come as any kind of great big surprise that I'd like it. Andy Serkis is a good actor, although he comes off as a bit of a tool in some of his interviews, especially when he takes all the credit for his performances and doesn't really give a lot of credit towards the animators and the screen capture artists and stuff like that. But that's cool, because not everybody cannot be, a jerk sometimes. But that said, he gave a great performance as Caesar. And I should ask one question, though. Is it bad for me that when I'm watching the Planet of the Apes movies, I root for the apes, you know? And although I have seen a couple of, racist reviews equating the apes in the Planet of the Apes movies with people of direct African descent, let me just put it to you like that, not necessarily African Americans, but also any type of black folk, you know? And quite frankly, there are points in this movie that doesn't do much to dissuade the idiot thinkers of thinking idiocy, because there were a couple of times when I was just like, wow, they are really, really equating this with being an ape, a talking ape with guns, to being black in America. That is probably me feeling kind of touchy towards some of the racism I've seen directed towards this movie. You know what I mean. The racism wasn't directed towards the movie, but you know what I mean. Maybe I was just really touchy when I saw that, and that's why this stuff was coming to mind. But yeah, I don't know how to put it. Anyway, there were some things that I really enjoyed about the movie. I enjoyed the acting, really enjoyed the story that it was telling. They created an entire universe. And you know how, I think I was talking about it on a recent episode of Sci-Fi Noise, about how there are times when they will have a universe and they will only concentrating on like one part of it. And part of me at least wonders, you know, what's going on elsewhere. I didn't really think about that in this movie. Because it's first off, and I know I'm rambling, I know I'm not making much sense, but this movie was like almost two and a half hours long, and it didn't feel like it to me. I know there may be some people who just don't like Planet of the Apes movies and are just going to get rubbed the wrong way about the length, but it wasn't until I got out and actually took a look at my to the clock on my phone that I really thought, oh, okay, yeah, I guess it really was 2.5 hours long. But it's such a good movie. Really good storytelling. There were a couple of things I didn't necessarily like, but I think that if I was more familiar with the San Francisco area, I think that those things would have bothered me more. As it is, it just had me wondering why certain things were happening. You know, these guys in the movie seem to be getting around really quick. You know, it's like they're in one spot, but they have to go to another. And it's sometimes they use cars and trucks. Other times they walk and it doesn't really seem that far, so I don't know. But most science fiction movies, most movies, period, they have a problem with geography and the time it takes to get from point A to point B. It's almost like they're making shit up, you know? But I don't know, but it just did, that did seem kind of weird to me. The Bechdel test is another. This is another movie where it does not pass. You know, Bechdel test is, there's two women, two female characters with names who talk to each other about something other than a man, and I think there were two female characters, but. There was only one human female that had been given a name, and the rest were apes. And quite frankly, and this may sound, I don't know, speciesist of me, but I could not tell the difference between the male apes and the female apes, except for when they had like this little decoration on their head. Because I know that's what Caesar's wife had. She had this, I guess, necklace on her head. So, I mean, that's how you knew it was his wife, you know. I mean, the fact that every time she treated her with tenderness, and she had a baby that he also, you know, anyway. However, there was one part, and this is just me, maybe it's my sexism showing, but Carrie Russell's character was talking to the son of the man that is her romantic interest, or she's the romantic interest of in this movie. And for a second, they were talking about her life and her past and the losses that she'd had. And then she turned it around and said, yeah, but, you know, now I have you and your dad. And I'm thinking, wow, so the Bechdel rule doesn't just really apply to women talking to each other. When women talk, they're usually talking about some dude, period, even if they're talking to another dude. I mean, yeah, they're talking to a dude. It's just really weird. Anyway, that's just me rambling for a while. What I liked about the movie was, first off, the special effects were really good for the most part. Okay, there were problems with the what I liked was I already told what I liked. The storytelling, the acting, the story, the plot, the story arcs. I just liked it. It looked like a really impressive movie. However, I'm going to get to the part where what I did not like about the movie. There were times, and because I was sitting up very close, it was easy for me to notice. I saw a huge ass screen. there were times when the humans were interacting with the apes, and if you followed their eye lines so you can see what they were looking at, they were not looking at what they should have been looking at if they were looking at something real. You know, you could tell, for example, that when they were looking at the baby ape that I just mentioned, they were looking in its direction, but there was no way that they would be looking at a baby, but looking at its torso. You know what I mean? And there were times when they were talking to full-sized apes, when it's like, instead of looking at their eyes, they were looking at the top of their forehead. And I know that that's nothing that they could really help, but that took me out of the movie a couple of times. Oh, and there was one part where a bunch of extras were running, and one of the women was smiling as she was running, and it wasn't really supposed to be a smiling while you're running type of film. Best parts. Oh, let me. Once again, I like so much about this movie that I, for one, am really having a hard time stating what I thought was the best part. So I'm just not going to say. I didn't think there was a best part. I thought it was all just really good storytelling, you know. Would I recommend it? Definitely. I would definitely recommend this movie, especially if you're a fan of the previous movie, or the if you're a fan of the previous movie, or if you're a fan of the original series, right? If your favorite one was the Tim Burton Planet of the Apes, you probably will not like this, because this was a lot more serious than that movie was. But quite frankly, I did not hate that movie as much as other people did. I thought it was ill-conceived in part, but I didn't necessarily hate it, you know? Anyway, that's about it. So thank you for listening. I'm home now, because this is a parking lot review, and I didn't want to sit in the parking lot because it's really hot. Thank you for listening, and I will be back soon with another episode of whichever podcast you're listening to.